Radio Alabama Sports, Sylacauga Basketball is on the air. This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network. Sylacauga Basketball is presented by Alta Point Health. Caring is our calling. Online at altapoint.org. Allen Oil Company of Sylacauga. 8 locations serving Central Alabama since 1966. Fuel for your body, fuel for your car. You're all in with Allen. Coosa Valley Medical Center. Quality care close to home. Online at cvhealth.net. Now, here's the voice of the Aggies, Jeremy Law.
This is the Aggie Sports Network, presented by Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, also brought to you by Coosa Valley Medical Center, Allen Brew Market, and Alta Point Health. Jeremy Law and Alex Bauman with you tonight. Sylacauga on the road at Shelby County. A major, major area game now for both the boys and the girls. For the girls, because of Clay Central, you know, you want to make sure that you are the two or the three seed going into the area tournament. Looks like Briarwood has the area wrapped up as far as the girls go. And for the boys, Alex, a team that knocked off Briarwood in overtime on Tuesday. That game pretty much all for naught if you drop one to Shelby County or Clay Central to close out area play this year.
The Aggies, the Aggie boy basketball team, they cannot fall in this basketball game, because if they do, they risk giving up that one seed and hosting the area tournament. The Lady Aggies, like you said, Jeremy, Briarwood pretty much has the area wrapped up, being undefeated in area play thus far, 4-0. Shelby County, though, 0-4 to start area play. They were 2-4 last year in the area, with those two wins being against Sylacauga. And Sylacauga this year, 2-2 to start area play. Barring any setbacks from the Aggies, would probably end up playing Clay Central in that first round of the area tournament. But tonight, Sylacauga, at Sylacauga, in December against Shelby County, was their best game, in my opinion, of the past 2 years. Won that game 74-34 in a masterful performance from Coach Victor Smith and his Lady Aggies. From the jump, they had that game wrapped up. The defense, the turnovers they forced, it felt like Shelby County rarely crossed half court due to Sylacauga's press defense.
Yeah, Sylacauga's defense gave the Wildcats fits all night that night. It was a massive win for the girls. Put the Lady Aggies in a position that they want to be in. And listen, when you're in this area and Sylacauga's in, you want to make sure you're not playing both the boys and the girls, not playing Briarwood in the first round of the area tournament. And I think that's where the boys are headed, and the girls can make sure that they take care of business tonight. They will be the two seed in the area tournament.
And Shelby County was, I believe, the three seed in the area tournament last year for girls. Ended up winning the whole entire thing and getting a home sub-regional basketball game, beating Briarwood. Anything can happen in the area tournament, but right now, if you're Sylacauga, you want to be that two or three to avoid playing Briarwood in the first round.
Tip goes in the air, won by Swain, and a backcourt violation to start as Harvell caught it in the front court and then fired it backcourt to Nyla Nelson. An early turnover for the Lady Aggies.
Rough start to the game for Sylacauga. Shelby County is always a tough place to play. Such an enclosed gym, like a middle school gym in some aspects, where it's so close together. The fans are right on you. It's not like Douglas Martin Court, where they're pretty spread out.
Yeah, very intimate setting. There's a three ball up and good. Shelby County leading at 3-0. Patterson through the lane, turnover. Second turnover and two possessions for the Aggies. On the other side, Dixon missed the shot. Good defense. Offensive putback was wide open. Didn't drop for Hannah Hosmer. On the other side, Keisha. Step back three. In and out. Rebound, Haley Cannon, as the Aggies wearing black tonight, trimmed in red. And a jump ball. And the arrow favors the Shelby County Lady Wildcats.
Two early turnovers for the Aggies. That spelled their defeat against Briarwood earlier this week. at the end of the game, they had over 20 turnovers. And when you turn the ball over 20 times at any level, whether it's high school, college, or the professional level, you're not going to win a basketball game unless you are perfect from the field.
And a foul on the Aggies underneath the bucket, sending the Wildcats to the line.
One thing to note tonight for the Aggies, Kalen Cannon not in the lineup. Had that injury against Briarwood, the ankle injury. Big loss for Sylacauga. She, against Clay Central, played a great basketball game. Hit a couple big three-pointers for Sylacauga. Hate to lose her, being one of the two seniors. Hopefully we can get her back by the area tournament, at the very least.
Made the first free throw, missed the second. Lady Aggies down four early in the first quarter. Patterson thought about a three. Harville right side. We swing it around the arc. Nyla Nelson. Cannon calling for it inside of the paint. Back to Patterson. Rotates to the right side of the floor. Nyla in the corner to Harville. Harville bounce pass. Nelson back to Jacqueline, who got the start tonight. The pass off the fingertips of Nyla Nelson. Nearly a turnover. The Lady Aggies, two turnovers and four possessions. Patterson head faking a three with 6:20 to go in the first quarter. Shelby County going to sit back in a zone and make the Lady Aggies earn it. And there we go. We turn it over. Dixon down the lane. Tough shot. Didn't drop. Fighting for a rebound. It's out of bounds. Last touch by Shelby County.
Shelby County's doing the exact same thing that Briarwood did to Sylacauga earlier this week with the 2-3 zone. And it's the same thing Sylacauga did against Briarwood. There's not enough interior passing, not enough penetrating the gaps in the 2-3 zone. Way too much swinging it around the perimeter, which allows the people in the 2-3 zone to read the eyes of the defense and get these turnovers they're getting.
Another turnover into the front court. Basketball thrown off. No, they missed us as they were trying to throw it off the Aggies to keep it alive. Four turnovers in 2 minutes. Malaya Bryant checking in. Didn't get the start, but in early. The Aggies need some offense as Patterson misses her second three of the first quarter. And Shelby County gets the rebound. Nancy Hall with the board. Cadence Connell with the rebound. Sanaya Floyd driving, and it ends up out of bounds. You heard the Shelby County coaches begging for a foul call. Looked like a lot of physicality on a drive in the paint. Instead, no whistle, and Shelby County loses it out of bounds. Lady Aggies yet to score. 4-0 Wildcats.
Another possession where Sylacauga fails to penetrate a gap in the zone and forces way too much or tries to swing it around the perimeter. The Aggies have to feed it in the interior or drive in the gaps. Otherwise, they're not going to score.
Three-pointer for the Aggies, up and in. On the drive, the shot, an offensive rebound, and then a travel called on Shelby County.
The way Sylacauga beat Shelby County in the first matchup was their press. Shelby County struggled to even get across half court, and the way you're able to get into your press if you're Sylacauga is making shots. Turnovers and miscues where you're not able to set it up are not something Victor Smith wants.
Four to three, your score. Shelby County fouled and one. They lead at 6-3 with another coming from the free throw line. Free throw up and good. 7-3 Wildcats. .425 and counting in the first. Cannon to Harvell, swinging it right side, Patterson. Patterson lost her dribble, chases down the loose basketball, back to the right wing. Over to Malaya Bryant, working the left side of the floor. Pass nearly intercepted. On the drive, Patterson is fouled and will go to the free throw line.
Somebody's going to have to get aggressive for Sylacauga. Not a whole lot of offense for the Aggies. Acacia Patterson's been that steady hand for them all year long. And tonight, looks like she's going to have to step up big in an area matchup that really, really affects seeding for that area tournament, Jeremy.
First free throw up and good. 7-4. No good on free throw number two. Sanaya Floyd dishing it. Shot missed. Lady Aggies pushing it in transition. It's Cannon into the chest of Connell, and that's an offensive foul. Cadence Connell drawing the charge.
One of those out-of-control takes that Haley Cannon has struggled doing these past couple of years. We'd like to see her go a little bit more under control, have more body control to where she's able to either come to a jump stop, either put up a push shot, or come to that jump stop and read the defense and find the open player. Too many times there's been out of control Lady Aggies driving to the basket and led to either turnovers or those charge calls.
Into the corner. Good drive for the Wildcats and another bucket. The Aggies bid on the head fake on the baseline, and Shelby County extending that lead now 9-4. Patterson set shot three, missed it. Wildcats moving left to right in white, trimmed in Shelby County red, actually the exact same color-coded red the Aggies use. 3 minutes to go in the first. They lead it by five. Floyd on Bryant on a five-second count. Driving into Swain, and the foul called on the floor before the shot. That is now the fourth foul on Sylacauga. Tough shot. Shelby County knocking it down. A deep two. It's 11-4 Wildcats. Patterson for three knocks it down.
It always feels that anytime Sylacauga, the game feels like it's going in the wrong direction. Acacia Patterson provides an answer and a little bit of a spark for the Aggies. She does it there.
Throw it away. They threw it away. Basketball will come to us. Nyla Nelson checking in for Swain. Patterson left key, hand in her face. Had space on the return pass, decided not to shoot it. Will she shoot this one? Patterson was open. This time she'll drive through the lane and get fouled.
I said this during the Briarwood game, Jeremy. It cannot be swing around the perimeter 300 times on an offensive possession. The people on that's running baseline to sideline to sideline and the person in the high post has to make themselves available. It's too much lackadaisical movement around from those people in those positions. It has to be aggressive and have to give the guards an opportunity to give you the ball.
Wildcats lead it by four. Harvell to the top to Nelson. Bryant calling for it at the elbow. Harvell open three on target just off the back iron. Bryant chases down the rebound. Aggies get another chance. Malaya fires a three. Long rebound into the hand of Harvell, and the Aggies reset it. Patterson faking the three. Into Bryant to the corner. Back to Keisha. Here's Harvell again. Head fake, got a defender in the air, got a short two, wouldn't go. Harvell chases down her own miss, and it ends up out of bounds off the leg of the Wildcats. And Sylacauga will keep it on this end with a minute and two left in the first quarter.
Love that drive by Harvell. She finds the weak spot in the zone, penetrates that gap. Shot doesn't fall, but one of the better offensive possessions for Sylacauga.
Williams that just checked in, missed the three, and the Aggies went over the back, and they'll walk the length of the floor. It should be. Thought it was after the rebound, Alex, and they'd be shooting two, right?
Should be. The horn's blowing a whole lot.
Sure is. That's the fifth foul on the Aggies.
There we go.
Hey, yeah, now they'll walk this side of the floor. Yeah. Jeez. You're right. That he had the horn going.
I wanted to make sure
no doubt
they knew what was going on.
No doubt about it. It's funny how the refs don't look up at the scoreboard and see the foul count.
The one at the table knew. He definitely knew it was five.
Free throw no good on the first.
Might have been the most emphatic horn buzzing I've seen or heard.
They missed them both. Nelson pokes away the rebound. Malaya to Williams. Would not be surprised to see Sylacauga hold it for the final 30 seconds, and then we turned it over. On the drive, Floyd got fouled. Wow. Aggie's lucky not to get a whistle there. Malaya driving, fell down. Ball ends up out of bounds. Eight first quarter turnovers for Sylacauga as we trail by four. Arnold's going to put it in with 14 seconds to go. She finds Floyd. On the drive, Arnold got it back, and she's going to finish. Oh, tough take.
Nobody stopped the ball. Everybody watched her get to the rim, and when somebody gets that close to the rim, they're going to make it.
Bryant at the buzzer, no good, and we'll go to the second quarter. Lady Aggies trailing this one 13-7 after one.
A new year brings a fresh start, and Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union is here to help you begin 2026 on strong financial footing. Whether your goal is building savings, paying down debt, improving your credit, or planning for what's ahead, Coosa Pines offers tools designed to meet you where you are. From savings accounts and certificates to low-interest loan options, members can move forward with confidence. Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, where you belong. Federally insured by NCUA.
Cold weather rolls into Alabama. Make sure your home is ready with a reliable American Standard heating system from Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling. Sleeping Giant's team of professionals will keep your home warm, efficient, and comfortable all season long. Whether it's a routine tune-up or a complete system upgrade, Sleeping Giant will help you rest easy knowing your home's in good hands. Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, your local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. Online at sleepinggiantair.com.
Allen Brew Markets is your hometown stop for everything you need on the go. From hot coffee and cold drinks to snacks, fuel, and friendly service, we're here to keep you moving forward. Proud to serve our community with convenient locations, Allen Brew Markets isn't just a gas station. We're your neighbor. When it comes to great service and hometown pride, we're all in with Allen.
You're all in with Allen, oh yeah. Allen Brew Markets.
Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network is fueled by Allen Oil Company. Fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
Start of the second quarter. Silicaga trailing this one 13-7. She missed a shot. It'll be another foul on Shelby County, sending Silicaga to the free throw line.
This was the first possession all game that one of the wings was able to feed the ball into the high post and get that person to the basket. We went a whole quarter with none of the wings feeding it into the low post. And it's 2-3 zone going against that. Has to be the priority, getting it either to the low or the high post. And they're at the free throw line after doing so.
Thirteen to eight, we go 1-for-2. Ball rolls all the way to the front court. Picked up by the Wildcats, they'll set up the offense. Lady Aggies trail by 5. We'll get a foul on Silicaga quickly. Cats missed the shot. Bryant from the corner three, way too strong. Last touch by Harvell out of bounds. Shelby County basketball. Arnold weaving in and out of traffic. Into the corner, a Dixon threes. Off the back iron, pops straight up in the air and falls through. It's 16 to 8, Shelby County. Bryant, top two, knocking it down. A little jumper from the baseline from 8 feet.
Love the take, catches the ball on the baseline. Takes it right to the short corner and gets
Arnold
the shot.
Driving and kicking, three, off the side of the rim, no. We were talking off air, Malia Bryant, the best pure shooter on the team. She's just got to take more shots. You'll have to live with the ones that she misses. As Keisha goes down the lane, too strong on the floater, chases down her own miss. Here's Malia driving, and she's fouled. She'll go to the line. It was a big collision, but the right call. Shelby County sliding in, initiated the contact. Shelby County fans don't like it because the Lady Wildcat got the tough end of the collision, but the right call, and it's their best player in Saniya Floyd that went down hard to the floor.
Loving the aggressiveness of the Aggies offensively.
Whoa, they called this on the floor? We won't be shooting free throws here?
Two times that possession, driving and initiating the contact under the basket. Much better than the first quarter.
We threw it away, and reverse layup on the other side is good. Definitely thought Silicaga should have been shooting there, Alex.
Thought they should, too. I'm not sure how that wasn't a shooting foul. She was in the shooting motion and got bumped and affected the shot. Not sure how that's on the floor.
Harvell for three. No. Rebound, Aggies. We're killing them on the glass. The problem is the turnovers. Had 8 in the first quarter. We have 2 so far in the second quarter. First chance, no. Second chance, no. Here, out of bounds. Off our leg. No, it's off of Shelby County. They touched it last.
It's almost like last night at Lincoln, Jeremy, for the boys, there was a lid on that rim for, it felt like, the longest time. And right now, the Aggies, it feels like there's a lid on the rim for them. So many missed layups that are usually makes.
Nylon Nelson double dribbled. Third turnover. Alex has it at 10 turnovers through 11 minutes. So just their second here of the quarter. Silicaga able to deflect a pass out of bounds. Maddox making the catch. Dixon in the corner, dribbling through the legs, takes a high screen from Maddox. Floyd with it out beyond the arc now, dribbling through her legs, feeding it into the corner to Dixon. For three, Dixon, air ball. Harvell running ahead. At the top of the key, it's Keisha Patterson. Aggies trail 18-10. Three ball off the window for Bryant. No good on the shot. Lacey Dixon walked, they say.
If I'm Coach Victor Smith on the offensive end, I'm not letting my girl shoot unless that ball touches, has a paint touch. We're in double figures the amount of times they've dribbled down the court and the ball has not even been attempted to get into the high post or the low post. There we go.
There's one of those touches, Cannon. Again, the Aggies get a bucket out of it.
Good things will happen when you reward those ladies on the low post or the high post.
Here's a steal, deflected. Cannon on the other side by herself. Layup good. Haley Cannon, four in a row, and Shelby County calls a timeout. We'll take one with them. 18-14, Wildcats lead it. 4:09 left, second quarter.
Gear up for a flavor victory at Wharf Casual Seafood. Whether you're craving seafood classics like shrimp or crab claws, or wanting to tackle a juicy burger or crisp salad, we've got your winning play. Dine in with us or grab a meal to go and find out why every bite is a win at Wharf Casual Seafood. Check out our menu at wharfcasualseafood.com. The coast is here.
When the temperature drops, your car feels it too. If your heat isn't blowing as warm as it should, or your engine's running hotter than normal, you could be low on coolant. Stop by Wright Tire and Service for a quick winter checkup. We'll inspect your coolant, tire pressure, battery, and wiper blades, all the things that keep you safe and comfortable in cold weather. Don't get caught unprepared this winter. Get it done the right way at Wright Tire and Service on West Fort William Street in Silicaga.
Van Sant Hardware is not in the business of guessing. They sell you what you need, not what someone else thinks you should have. That is why builders, farmers, and project managers have trusted them for over 50 years. Located on Highway 280 in Silicaga, they take pride in great service, deep product knowledge, and getting you in and out without the runaround. Van Zandt Hardware is a proud supporter of Silicaga, B.B. Comer, Childersburg, and Fayetteville Athletics.
Back after the timeout, Shelby County with the basketball and a four-point lead. Wildcats, Floyd driving, missed it, got her on miss. Now out beyond the arc with Dixon. Over to Arnold, back to Dixon, right key. She'll step inside of the paint. Arnold, quick trigger on the three, no good. Here's Cannon driving, spinning, losing it, and the Lady Aggies commit a tripping foul. It's Jacqueline Harvell just checked back in the game. Oh, the corner. Dixon driving. To her twin. Shot. No. Rebound by the Lady Aggies. Jack wants you to Jay to Harvell to Bryant. Trying to get inside of this zone for Shelby County. Sanaya Williams back in the game. Chest pass. Harvell. Three ball. Just a tad too strong. I know the Aggies have hit two of these threes, Alex, but they've shot about 10.
10 too many for the Aggies. That's not their strength. They've made a couple. The strength of the Aggies has always been the interior. Haley Cannon, Kaylin Cannon, Acacia Patterson, Paisley Swain, they're all great finishers under the basket. There hasn't been the intent to get it to them. Way too many settling for jump shots when it's not their strength. I said it a minute ago, if a Victor Smith, a jump shot cannot be shot unless there's at least a paint touch.
...18-14, your score. On the drive, Floyd got to the rim, left the layup short, but has two free throws coming her way. Surprised to see Shelby County on top of the Aggies, Alex, midway through the second quarter.
With how the Aggies have played, not so much. I'm surprised the Aggies started as poorly as they did. But being at only a four-point differential right now, there's no telling what Sylacauga can do. If they're able to make these shots and get into their press break, they can flip this game on its head. The press for Sylacauga has given teams fits all year long when they're able to get into it. All it takes is getting some shots to fall.
Free throw line up and good. On the second, 19-14, Wildcats by five. Harvell dribbled it off. Wow, from our vantage point, it looked like she dribbled it off her own foot. They'll say it went off of Cadence Connell, and that's a break for the Aggies as Coach Corey Hamrick from Shelby County did not like that one. Right side, Harvell for three, way off the mark. Rebound, Shelby County into the front court already is Dixon. Floyd, head fake, threw it away. Malaya Bryant going to try to go coast to coast. She got fouled, shot wouldn't drop, but to the free throw line she'll go. Trying to get the Aggies and this team inside of one possession. 19-14, Wildcats lead it. Minute 47 to go, first half. Lady Aggies got them both, 19-16. Shelby County works it ahead under pressure. Morgan Arnold cross court, threw it away. Lady Aggies will inbound on the sideline. Sylacauga will be at the free throw line after another foul by the Wildcats. Inching their way back. They've been down by as many as seven. They got it down to three. Malay Bryant at the line for two here. Makes the first.
We wondered with the absence of Haley Cannon who was going to help in the scoring department tonight. Malaya Bryant, we talked about it earlier, Jeremy, the shooting she possesses and her form and everything, and she's giving him a little bit of a lift off the bench.
19-17. This ends up out of bounds. Oh, they're going to say that we touched that? That is out on Shelby County, right in front of us.
Must be a makeup call for the one earlier where it clearly went off of Sylacauga's foot.
Jeez.
That's the only thing I can imagine.
Played good defense. They dribbled it off their foot, went backcourt, and then they caught it. This time they won't have a choice because the pocket is picked by Harvell.
Ball don't lie.
Three ball up, too strong. Missed too many open threes. Now they'll kick out for three. Lady Aggies lucky not to get called for a foul. Loose ball down on the floor. The Aggies out hustle the Wildcats. Here's Bryant for two off the window. Rolls in and out of the rim. No good. Now Shelby County with 45 seconds. Going to walk it up slow. Tough shot, missed it, rebound, out of bounds. It'll stay with them with 30.8 remaining.
I think it's huge for Sylacauga to keep this one possession basketball game, getting the stop here. And if they're able to score and tie it up, that'd be even better. Getting the stop here, key, going into halftime, though.
...19-17 with 26 seconds to go underneath the bucket. Nylon Nelson passing the ball out beyond the arc. Patterson driving, had it knocked out of her hands, ends up out of bounds on the baseline. Sylacauga will have it with 18.6 to go, trying to tie here or take the lead. Patterson double dribbled. Now Shelby County will most likely have the final shot of the half. With 12 seconds to go, Arnold to Dixon, and then a foul on Sylacauga with 3.6 on the clock will send them to the free throw line.
Can't have that. 30 feet away from the basket, 3 seconds left. There's no way they're making that jump shot. Hands up defense, like you've been doing majority of the night. That's a head scratcher for me.
Missed the first free throw. Yeah, just a foul too far away from the bucket. Second free throw good. The Aggies have 3 seconds. Into the front court. Bryant, no good at the buzzer. 20-17 at the break. We'll be back with the Star Physical Therapy halftime show. Shelby County on top.
Sycamore Federal Credit Union, your dreams matter. Whether it's buying a new car, purchasing land, or starting a business, Sycamore offers a variety of loan options to help you get there. With competitive rates, personalized service, and the convenience of mobile banking, Sycamore is committed to supporting your financial journey. Visit them at 18070 Alabama Highway 21 in Talladega or apply online at sycamorefcu.com. Sycamore Federal Credit Union. Let us cover your financial needs.
At Toyota of Sylacauga, we treat you like one of our own because you are. I'm Chris Kane, and whether it's your first time or your 10th, we're here to serve you with honesty, care, and the kind of service that keeps your family coming back. From oil changes to new Toyotas, our team is ready to earn your trust every time. Come see why families all over East Central Alabama and beyond choose us every time they buy a car. Toyota of Sylacauga, worth the drive, and we'll prove it. Online at toyotaofsylacauga.com.
When injury slows you down, trust Todd Malone and the caring team at Star Physical Therapy. As owner and lead physical therapist, Tive has built a reputation for helping patients recover quickly, safely, and with confidence. Whether you're dealing with a sports injury, surgery recovery, or everyday aches and pains, you'll find personalized care that gets you moving again. At Star Physical Therapy, it's not just about treatment. It's about helping you live life fully. Star Physical Therapy, where you're always treated like a star.
Turn up your taste buds at La Costa Mexican Restaurant in downtown Sylacauga. The grill's hot and the flavors are bold. From sizzling fajitas and street-style tacos to creamy queso and fresh-made salsa. Bring the family, grab friends, or make it your lunch break. Portions are generous, prices friendly, and the service always welcoming. Step into a colorful, lively atmosphere and leave full and happy. La Costa Mexican Restaurant, downtown Sylacauga spot for real flavor. Stop in and taste the fiesta.
A new year brings a fresh start, and Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union is here to help you begin 2026 on strong financial footing. Whether your goal is building savings, paying down debt, improving your credit, or planning for what's ahead, Coosa Pines offers tools designed to meet you where you are. From savings accounts and certificates to low-interest loan options, members can move forward with confidence. Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, where you belong. Federally insured by NCUA.
At Allen Brew Markets, we're proud to call this community home. Every day, we bring you great service, quality products, and the convenience you deserve. From morning coffee to late night fill-ups, we're always here when you need us. Allen Brew Markets, your hometown convenience store, your hometown pride. And when it comes to serving our neighbors, we're all in with Allen.
You're all in with Allen, oh yeah.
When cold weather rolls into Alabama, make sure your home is ready with a reliable American Standard heating system from Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling. Sleeping Giant's team of professionals will keep your home warm, efficient, and comfortable all season long. Whether it's a routine tune-up or a complete system upgrade, Sleeping Giant will help you rest easy knowing your home's in good hands. Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, your local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. Online at sleepinggiantair.com.
Experience leadership that truly echoes the heart of Coosa Valley. Ben Robbins is an accomplished attorney specializing in real estate, estates, and business law. Voted Coosa Valley's best attorney, Ben is not only a legal expert, but also a dedicated community champion. He actively supports our farmers, stands strong with our veterans, and engages in local initiatives like the Rotary Club and Habitat for Humanity. For Ben, it's all about nurturing the community spirit, supporting our schools, and cheering on local high school sports. When you're in need of real estate or business legal help, call attorney Ben Robbins at 256-346-6493.
Is chronic pain slowing you down? At Broadway Spinal Care, we offer shockwave therapy to target pain right at the source. This treatment helps break down scar tissue, improve circulation, and reduce inflammation. It's fast, non-invasive, and proven to help with stubborn issues like tendonitis, plantar fasciitis, and joint pain. Call Broadway Spinal Care today at 256-861-8546 to find out if shockwave therapy is right for you.
Searching for insurance that fits seamlessly into your life? Look no further than State Farm agent Albia Steers in Sylacauga. Whether it's safeguarding your car, home, or family's future, Albia and his team are here to provide customized coverage options that suit your lifestyle. With a focus on exceptional customer service and local expertise, Albia Steers ensures you're fully protected when it matters most. Experience the peace of mind that comes with a trusted local agent. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Albia Steers is there. Call or click for a quote today.
This is the Star Physical Therapy Halftime Show on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
Star Physical Therapy Halftime Show. Star Physical Therapy, where you don't have to be a star to be treated like one. 20-17. Sylacauga trailing to Shelby County at the break. Alex, we'll make this quick. The Silicaga just didn't shoot it well. They turned it over too much, and that's why they find themselves in a three-point hole against a team that they're probably a little bit better than.
Turnovers are killer for any team, not only Silicaga, but any basketball team that turns the ball over at this rate. You're going to struggle to get it back into a basketball game. But they've been able to keep Shelby County within reach, only three-point deficit, come out, limit the turnovers, and make it an intention to get to the basket and feed the people in the low post and the high post. You cannot continue to settle for jump shots. They haven't fallen all night. It's going to be a struggle to get them to fall in that second half. Make it an intention to take the easy shots. Take that extra two or three steps in and shoot the push shot, shoot the mid-range jump shot. Don't settle for what the defense is giving you. Make it an intention to get to the rim and get to the open spots in the zone.
3 minutes until we are back with second half action. Lady Aggies trail 20-17 at the break on the road at Shelby County. Varsity boys will follow this game. Tip-off going to be around 8 o'clock for that one, so stay with us on Mix 106.5 and our audio-only feed on the Silicaga High School Athletics YouTube channel. This has been the Star Physical Therapy Halftime Show. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Is chronic pain slowing you down? At Broadway Spinal Care, we offer shockwave therapy to target pain right at the source. This treatment helps break down scar tissue, improve circulation, and reduce inflammation. It's fast, non-invasive, and proven to help with stubborn issues like tendonitis, plantar fasciitis, and joint pain. Call Broadway Spinal Care today at 256-861-8546 to find out if shockwave therapy is right for you.
A new year brings a fresh start, and Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union is here to help you begin 2026 on strong financial footing. Whether your goal is building savings, paying down debt, improving your credit, or planning for what's ahead, Coosa Pines offers tools designed to meet you where you are. From savings accounts and certificates to low-interest loan options, members can move forward with confidence. Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, where you belong. Federally insured by NCUA.
When cold weather rolls into Alabama, make sure your home is ready with a reliable American Standard heating system from Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling. Sleeping Giant's team of professionals will keep your home warm, efficient, and comfortable all season long. Whether it's a routine tune-up or a complete system upgrade, Sleeping Giant will help you rest easy knowing your home's in good hands. Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, your local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. Online at sleepinggiantair.com.
Celebrate Silicaga Pride with the S Club. We're a community of former athletes and supporters dedicated to preserving tradition, funding scholarships, and building a strong future for Silicaga High School athletics. From reunions to fundraising, the S Club connects generations of Aggies while giving back to today's student athletes. Be a part of the legacy. Join the Silicaga S Club and help keep Aggie Pride alive. Visit AggieSClubAlumni.com today to sign up and make a difference. Celebrate Silicaga Pride with the S Club. We're a community of former athletes and supporters dedicated to preserving tradition, funding scholarships, and building a strong future for Silicaga High School athletics. From reunions to fundraising, the S Club connects generations of Aggies while giving back to today's student athletes. Be a part of the legacy. Join the Silicaga S Club and help keep Aggie Pride alive. Visit AggieSClubAlumni.com today to sign up and make a difference.
Central to you, central to your success. Central Alabama Community College, the official video live streaming sponsor of the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network. Online at cacc.edu.
Start of the third quarter. Lady Aggies trailing at 20-17. Shelby County will start with the basketball first. They'll go right to left in white. Aggies left to right in black. Arnold on the drive, the kick, pass tapped, and Shelby County will get it back. Right side of the floor, Dixon calling for a screen, takes the screen, hops back, gives up the basketball. Arnold on the drive with the left hand, wouldn't go. Paisley Swain clears out a tough rebound. The Aggies racing it ahead to the other side. Patterson at the top to Bryant Harvell, skipping it down low, Cannon. Back off. Patterson for three, and it's good.
Love that possession. I know I said I would avoid shooting three-pointers, but there they get a paint touch, and they're finding the open shooter. Way better than what they were doing earlier.
Bryant, after the steal, missed the shot. Offensive rebound. Silicaga controlling the glass. Then we walked, and another turnover. About to say, if it wasn't for the turnovers, if you look at all the metrics, I mean, we're dominating the rebounding.
Turnovers kill anybody's game. You could be shooting 80% from the field and leading the rebound department, but if you turn the ball over as much as Silicaga has done, not only this game but against Briarwood, it's hard to come out with a win.
Tied at 20. Varsity Boys coming up next. Part of a four-game stretch. It'll be part three of a four-game stretch for the Varsity Boys. Game four tomorrow night. Dixon driving and then a foul. So I don't really like that foul, Alex. There's a loose ball. Players collide and called it on the Aggies.
A little bit of an acting job from...
Or did they call that on Shelby County? They did.
Yeah, it looks like a little bit of an acting job, a flop almost from the Shelby County player.
Wow. See, I kind of thought it was going to go against Silicaga, and that's why it was the wrong call, but...
I believe they got a block.
Swain got two hands on the basketball, and here she is down the lane, and she'll shoot two.
Love the offense already in this second half. Three offensive possessions, three interior fees, and paint touches for Silicaga. Has led to 3 points on the first possession. Didn't score any on that second possession due to a turnover. And here going to the free throw line. Love the change of the offense. All it takes is feeding it in the interior when you're facing a zone, and it changes it completely.
Silicaga has its first lead of the night after the free throw from Swain. Here's the second, and it rattles home. 22-20, Aggies on top.
And what does that made free throw do for Silicaga? It lets them set up that press. They gave Shelby County fits in the first matchup.
There it goes again. Pass out of bounds. Last touch by Silicaga. Cadence Connell, inbounds, Dixon, missed it. Harvell on the drive, off the window, too much juice on it. The rebound was tapped three times and goes off of Harvell out of bounds. Missed shot on the other end. Here comes Bryant stopping at the free throw line. Her pass thrown away. Dixon on the drive had it knocked out from behind. Casey Dixon to Arnold, three, no good. Rebounded by Cannon. Malaya runs it ahead. Chest pass to Patterson for three, and she's got another one. 25-20, Lady Aggies on top.
Who else but Acacia Patterson in a game where Silicaga needs to win to keep pace to keep that two or three seed in grasp. Comes out in the second half and hits two big three-pointers. Nope. The Aggies to a five-point lead.
Timeout Wildcats will take 1-2. Your score, 25-20. Aggies on top with 5:28 to go, third quarter.
Searching for insurance that fits seamlessly into your life? Look no further than State Farm agent Albia Steers in Silicaga. Whether it's safeguarding your car, home, or family's future, Albia and his team are here to provide customized coverage options that suit your lifestyle. With a focus on exceptional customer service and local expertise, Albia Steers ensures you're fully protected when it matters most. Experience the peace of mind that comes with a trusted local agent. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Albia Steers is there. Call or click for a quote today.
Looking for cool sports memorabilia or trading cards? Look no further than Another Level Cards in Childersburg. Hi, I'm Maddie, the boss lady.
And I'm Connor, and I can help you in any of your athletic collectibles from any sport.
Austin is also on deck with TCGs.
From jerseys to bobbleheads, helmets to pitchers, score a touchdown with all we have to offer.
Come by 4 8th Avenue Southwest in Childersburg, Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6, or visit us online at alevelcards.com.
Out of the timeout, Shelby County is going to get a quick bucket. They get this Aggie lead down to 3. Silicaga's biggest lead of the night has been 5. The Wildcats' biggest lead of the night has been 7. Silicaga spent the majority of the first half and a little bit of the second half finding a way to claw back in this game, and they answer back with a bucket, 27-22.
Love the penetration to the paint by Kaylin Cannon.
Harvell in the corner. Now for Silicaga. Bryant to Patterson. Back to Harvell for 3. No. Not a bad shot. Was open. Don't mind her taking it.
Not a bad shot because you got a paint touch and you also moved the ball around and kept it moving. There wasn't static offense for them.
Didn't get back on defense on the other side, and it'll be a layup. Miss, but a foul. Made the first and made the second. 27-24. Bryant spinning off a defender. Didn't finish.
Beautiful move from Alaya Bryant. Just missed the important part, the shot.
Yeah, got a great look at it. Shelby County gets a 2 up, and it's 27-26 on the other side. Fouled and 1. Haley Cannon. A big bucket and going to the Coosa Valley Medical Center free throw line for one more.
How about it in this second half? The senior leader, Kaylin Cannon, with 4 points, and Acacia Patterson, who has been the steady hand for Silicaga all season long with 6. To get out to this 3-point lead, which could be 4 if she makes a free throw.
Lady Aggies missed the free throw. Shelby County missed the first shot, missed the second shot. Harvell, the smallest player on the floor, going to get the rebound, and she's fouled. Lady Aggies, and you got a timeout. We'll take one, too, with 3:14 to go in the third quarter.
If you're hunting for sports memorabilia or trading cards, Another Level Cards in Childersburg is the place to be. Boss Lady Maddie Pagan leads the team, with Connor Ogle handling sports collectibles and Austin Allen taking care of all things Pokemon. Visit them at 48th Avenue Southeast Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 6. Check out alevelcards.com to learn more.
Experience leadership that truly echoes the heart of Coosa Valley. Ben Robbins is an accomplished attorney specializing in real estate, estates, and business law. Voted Coosa Valley's best attorney, Ben is not only a legal expert, but also a dedicated community champion. He actively supports our farmers, stands strong with our veterans, and engages in local initiatives like the Rotary Club and Habitat for Humanity. For Ben, it's all about nurturing the community spirit, supporting our schools, and cheering on local high school sports. When you're in need of real estate or business legal help, call attorney Ben Robbins at 256-346-6493.
Central to you, central to your success. Central Alabama Community College, the official video live streaming sponsor of the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network. Online at cacc.edu.
.29-26 after the timeout. Lady Aggies with possession. It's Nyla Nelson. 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. Alex, what's changed for Silicaga here in the second half?
They've limited the turnovers, only 2 turnovers in this second half after 12 turnover first half. And they've made it an intention, like I said, at halftime they needed to do, feeding the paint and getting to the basket and not settling for three-pointers.
Pass deflected. Silicaga will keep it. Swain. And immediately turns it over the announcer, Jinx. There's a foul on the shot and the bucket. Wow. Shelby County going to try to tie this one back up. Free throw coming for Arnold. No good. Left side of the floor. Cross court now. Harvell, shot blocked. Able to get her on this. Williams, three, short. Rebound, Bryant puts it back up on the rim. Wooden drop, Shelby County going to get the rebound. And that's Morgan Arnold for three. No, long rebound. Ends up saved. Silicaga comes up with it. Harvell to Bryant. Fouled, and she'll shoot two.
Breakneck pace right now for the Aggies. Benefits them, Shelby County being more of a half-court team in the two matches we've seen them play Silicaga this year. Victor Smith right now has to be happy with the pace of play.
To 28. Lady Aggies lead it by 2 with a minute 25 to go in the third. Varsity boys will come up next. Patterson. Yankees completely content with just using some clock here. It was a minute and a half to go when they got it. Now at 52 seconds. They're just dribbling on their end of the floor. Shelby County is not going to come pressure the basketball.
Some boo birds raining in.
I mean, what do you...
I don't know. If you don't want to draw the clock, then go play defense on them. Why would you rush it? You're up 2 points. There's no shot clock in high school basketball.
So then we turn it over. They actually ripped it away from us. Arnold on the other side, down the lane, and she ties it up. 30-30. Bryant hopping in the air. Harvell, man open in the corner. Williams, three ball, no. Long rebound, tapped out. Dixon on the other end. Layup, missed it. Harvell, rebound, out of bounds with 1.8. Shelby County will have 1.8 seconds. They'll have to add time back. They'll have 1.8 seconds here to inbound to get a shot up. Got it into Dixon. Man in the air. The shot goes at the buzzer. 32-30. As we'll go to the fourth quarter. Wildcats with the lead.
Gear up for a flavor victory at Wharf Casual Seafood. Whether you're craving seafood classics like shrimp or crab claws, or wanting to tackle a juicy burger or crisp salad, we've got your winning play. Dine in with us or grab a meal to go and find out why every bite is a win at Wharf Casual Seafood. Check out our menu at wharfcasualseafood.com. The coast is here.
When the temperature drops, your car feels it too. If your heat isn't blowing as warm as it should, or your engine's running hotter than normal, you could be low on coolant. Stop by Wright Tire and Service for a quick winter checkup. We'll inspect your coolant, tire pressure, battery, and wiper blades, all the things that keep you safe and comfortable in cold weather. Don't get caught unprepared this winter. Get it done the right way at Wright Tire and Service on West Fort William Street in Sylacauga.
Turn up your taste buds at La Costa Mexican Restaurant in downtown Sylacauga. The grill's hot and the flavors are bold. From sizzling fajitas and street-style tacos to creamy queso and fresh-made salsa. Bring the family, grab friends, or make it your lunch break. Portions are generous, prices friendly, and the service always welcoming. Step into a colorful, lively atmosphere and leave full and happy. La Costa Mexican Restaurant, downtown Sylacauga spot for real flavor. Stop in and taste the fiesta.
Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network is fueled by Allen Oil Company. Fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
Start of the fourth, Lady Aggies down by two. Patterson for three as she hits another one.
Three for three in the second half for Acacia Patterson. When Aggies needed it most, she's answered the bell.
A loose ball on the floor. Kaylin Cannon comes up with it. Great defensive play by Malaya Bryant, as Bryant now making the catch. Malaya swings it into the corner. Patterson to Nyla Nelson. Inside, Swain makes the turn with the left shoulder, just didn't make the shot. She's tied up with Arnold. And you get a jump ball. And then a technical foul on, I believe, the coach for Shelby County.
Not sure what he's angry about. Paisley Swain got two hands on the basketball. In other words, some extracurriculars where she almost kind of swung Arnold around. That was a jump ball, though. Both hands were on the basketball. It wasn't anything egregious. Hey,
Yeah, Coach Hamrick definitely doesn't like it. I mean, you're not going to find a better guy than Coach Corey Hamrick for sure. See, there'd be a little frustration going from baseball to girls basketball and just the intensity that you normally coach the boys baseball team with. They got him with a technical foul. I thought jump ball was the right call. I thought Swain had two hands on it, tied up with the best player for Shelby County. Aggies make one of two. And Coach Hammer is going to call a timeout just so he can talk to the referee. So we'll take one with him. Aggies lead it by two with 6:44 to go in the fourth.
Celebrate Silicaga Pride with the S Club. We're a community of former athletes and supporters dedicated to preserving tradition, funding scholarships, and building a strong future for Silicaga High School athletics. From reunions to fundraising, the S Club connects generations of Aggies while giving back to today's student athletes. Be a part of the legacy. Join the Silicaga S Club and help keep Aggie Pride alive. Visit AggieSClubAlumni.com today to sign up and make a difference.
I'm Chris Kane, and for our family here at Toyota of Silicaga, it's about more than cars. It's about people. You'll find my wife, my kids, even my dog here some days, because this is where we've built something special. When you buy from us, you're not just getting a vehicle, you're becoming part of the family. Toyota of Silicaga, worth the drive, and we'll prove it. Online at toyotaofsilicaga.com.
Number one in customer satisfaction among insurance providers 5 years in a row. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Albia Steers is there. The official insurance agent of the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
So it was two shots and the ball. The Lady Aggies went 1-for-2 from the free throw line after the technical foul, then a timeout. Silicaga passing it around the arc, looking for something. A lot more paint touches in the second half, Alex, that have led to some points and an Aggie comeback.
I know I said to get paint touches, but you have to be content if you're Silicaga to swing it around the perimeter. Shelby County sitting in their 2-3 zone well underneath the three-point line. No need to rush up 2 points and no shot clock to worry about.
Yeah, Paisley Swain is getting a workout in, working from side to side through the paint. And we turned it over. Hey, got to be patient. They forced the pass inside, and Shelby County luckily gives it right back. Left wing Bryant, 34-32 Aggies in the fourth quarter. Varsity boys coming up next. We're working around the arc. I mean, if you're not going to come out to guard us, just dribble the clock out unless Patterson hits another three. 37-32.
4-for-4 for Acacia Patterson.
Then a steal, and Nelson with the bucket. 39-32, Arnold, the runner, blocked by Swain, out of bounds, and Shelby County touched it last.
How about Acacia Patterson tonight? Channeling her inner C.J. Franklin coming up in the clutch. 13 second-half points for Acacia Patterson, Jeremy.
I feel like we've called so many games since Tuesday. That Tuesday game feels like last week, Alex. A big week for both of these teams. Three games for the Lady Aggies, four games for the Varsity Boys. Shelby County, we can hear the fans grumbling about this Aggie offense. We got a 7-point lead with 4 minutes to go, and they're not coming out to guard us.
If you want us to do something, come out and guard us. I don't know what you're booing about, complaining about. There's no reason for Silicaga to do much of anything up 7 points.
Yeah. We almost threw it away. Coach Victor Smith is going to pull out Nyla Nelson. You did what you could. She just did what you can't do in that situation. They came out to get her, and she throws it high in the air all the way across the court, and that's actually out on the Aggies, and it'll be Shelby County basketball. Here Coach Victor Smith telling them they don't need our help. Well, they don't need to help them get back in the ball game. The Lady Aggies lead it by 7 in the fourth quarter, 39-32. Jumper for Dixon. Missed it. Floyd, layup, no. Rebound, Swain. Aggies will push now in transition. Harvell to Patterson to Bryant to Keisha at the top of the key. Inside to Swain, making the catch. Harvell, Keisha at the top.
Just keep the ball moving. Keep the ball movement going.
You know, some people may not like it. The Lady Aggies' job is to win the game. And another pass that was too high. It was tapped and deflected into the backcourt. Silicaga will get it back. They've already killed 35 seconds on this possession. Under 3 to go.
I would like to know the time of possession. Unfortunately, we can't keep up with that. I'm sure the Aggies have had it for at least 70% of this game.
And we turned it over. And a foul on the other side, and we'll take a break. 39-32, your score here as we go to timeout.
AMIA, innovation, and sustainability go hand in hand. As a global leader in calcium carbonate production and specialty chemical distribution, AMIA helps make everyday products stronger, cleaner, and better for the world around us. From paper and plastics to construction and beyond, their work supports progress that lasts. AMIA is proud to support growth that respects the earth and strengthens communities. Good luck to all area athletes this season.
Gear up for a flavor victory at Wharf Casual Seafood. Whether you're craving seafood classics like shrimp or crab claws, or wanting to tackle a juicy burger or crisp salad, we've got your winning play. Dine in with us or grab a meal to go and find out why every bite is a win at Wharf Casual Seafood. Check out our menu at wharfcasualseafood.com. The coast is here.
2:07 to go. Lady Aggies with a 7-point lead. Trying to take control of one of those top two seeds for the area. As Briarwood's going to host this girls' area tournament. That's still up for debate for the Varsity Boys. They'll play next. Sanaya, the eighth grader. Williams in the game. Cannon taking a screen. Back to Keisha. Lady Aggies by 7. Inside to Swain. Here's Sanaya on the drive. Got fouled. Shot wouldn't go, but Sanaya going to shoot 2.
Young player in Sanaya Charles. Coach Victor Smith loves her potential. Hit 2 big three-pointers in the overtime game against Talladega that unfortunately the Aggies lost. Getting her playing time early in her eighth grade career. A lot of these Aggies being young, outside of the two Cannon sisters, everybody else coming back next year, huge for Victor Smith to continue building this Lady Aggie program.
Missed the first free throw. 39-32. We missed them both. 90 seconds to go. Need to close this one out with a 7-point lead. Left side of the floor. Dixon to Connell. Back to Dixon for three. Side of the rim. Missed it. And a rebound controlled by Sylacauga. Three up. Why? That one went off the top of the backboard. Dixon saved it. Loose ball on the floor. Dixon comes up with it. On the drive. Dixon around the defense and good. Boy, no reason for the Aggies to shoot that ball on the other end. And now Shelby County's going to get a bucket and call a timeout, and we'll take one with them. 39-34, 56 seconds to go in the fourth quarter.
Celebrate Sylacauga Pride with the S Club. We're a community of former athletes and supporters dedicated to preserving tradition, funding scholarships, and building a strong future for Sylacauga High School athletics. From reunions to fundraising, the S Club connects generations of Aggies while giving back to today's student athletes. Be a part of the legacy. Join the Sylacauga S Club and help keep Aggie Pride alive. Visit AggieSClubAlumni.com today to sign up and make a difference.
Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network is fueled by Allen Oil Company. Fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
5-point lead for the Lady Aggies. They need to close this one out as they'll foul Keisha in the backcourt. No fouls on Sylacauga in this quarter. Alex, just the third. They're going to go ahead and try to get themselves in the bonus. They only have three fouls. They'll go ahead and foul us again. We're going to either try to get this ball to... Looks like we're going to try to get it to Keisha, and if they deny, it'll be Sanaya Williams as we get it to Patterson. And they'll foul her in the backcourt to extend the game, and now it's just a matter of Sylacauga making free throws.
Jeremy, that layup going into the timeout was the first basket and first points of the fourth quarter for Shelby County.
Keisha's free throw good. It's a big make. Now up two threes, 6 points. Keisha made them both. She's had a heck of a second half.
19 points overall for Keisha Patterson in this basketball game. 15 in the second half alone.
Missed shot, Shelby County. Rebound, Bryant with a 6-point lead. Under the bucket, make the layup and you win, and we do. We're up by 8 with 23 seconds to go.
What a second half performance from the Sylacauga Lady Aggie basketball team. Knowing that your spot, whether a 2 or 3 seed, hinging on this basketball game, you come out in the second half down 3 points and make it an effort to get the ball to the low post and drive to the paint rather than settle for three-point jump shots. The only one doing that, Acacia Patterson, made all four of them she attempted. Your Victor Smith had to be proud of the way your team competed in the second half, getting the win in a big area matchup.
Arnold missed a shot. Lady Aggies on the other side. Shoot it, and the game is over. 42-34, Lady Aggies with a big-time comeback win in the second half.